Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Bats are the only flying mammal, but it's just one of a long list of unique attributes, which includes an unusually long life and the ability to avoid the effects of aging. In this week's Explore Radio, we meet local researchers who are searching for the fountain of youth by studying bats. This is the sound of a bat seeing. Its high-pitched squeaks are slowed down so that we can hear them. The bat sends out these sounds and then listens for the faint echo of a leaf, a telephone wire, or a tasty bug. Echolocation is what first drew Neomed neurobiologist Alexander Glazyuk to study hearing in bats.
Their system is very similar to ours, but much sharper.
Then, a few years ago, he got to thinking.
All mammals, including humans, are losing hearing with age.
And Glazyuk knew that bats can live for decades, so...
I asked a question to myself, wait a minute, how bats can survive for so long if they're also losing hearing?
He decided to compare hearing in young and older bats, but he ran into a problem.
We are collecting animals in wild, and we could not age them because we have no clue how old they are.
No gray hair, no worn teeth, no age spots, baldness, stiff joints, or wrinkles.
Old bats look like young ones when they are old.
Glazyuk's lab is filled with equipment to measure sounds and brain waves. There's also a box.
Let me show you bats. They are right here.
He holds up a chittering bat. It's a big brown bat, a common species in Ohio, with a body the size of a mouse. Its typical lifespan is 20 years, though, unusually long for such a small animal. Other local species live twice as long. The lab is dominated by a soundproof chamber where sensitive sound experiments are done. We step inside.
Yeah, it's much better.
And here Glazyuk reveals his plan.
We are trying to introduce to the field the new, absolutely new, fantastic model. Anti-aging model.
The fountain of youth.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Glazyuk believes that bats could hold the secrets for humans to someday avoid not only age-related hearing loss, but also the ravages of osteoporosis, arthritis, cellular damage, and even cancer. Neomed colleague Lisa Noel Cooper is helping with the search.
Bats are excellent at preventing age-related declines in multiple systems.
As a developmental biologist, her focus is on their bones.
So let's see here.
Cooper rummages through a drawer filled with bat bones.
So these are some of the bones of some bats that we got when we would do field work.
She shows me a set of 2-inch-long wisps of bone.
And these are the palm bones here. These are the metacarpals.
And holding one between her thumb and forefinger, Cooper bends the bone nearly in half.
That's been out of the body since 2014, so 3 years, and it's still that compliant.
Cooper says bats need bendy bones to fly, and they need to maintain that bendiness throughout their life.
What we know is that over time, they aren't getting fragile with age, and they're the only mammals that we know of so far that are taking that matrix and keeping it healthy.
She says when bats hit middle age, a renewal cascade kicks in that replenishes the bendy component of the bone, a protein called collagen. Cooper is gathering data on each step in that molecular pathway.
And we're going to be mining that to look at what's the regulator, what's the main gene that turns on this whole cascade.
She envisions a time when the secrets of bone renewal in bats are able to prevent deterioration in our bones.
Figuring out what's the right cocktail of genes in order to create this ability for people to eventually be able to renew their collagen matrix and stop the mineral loss.
Cooper has also figured out a way to solve Alexander Glazyuk's original problem of figuring out how old a bat is. She's devised a test of metabolites found in the bat's feces that correspond with age. In the course of that work, Cooper also discovered that as they get older, bats produce increasing amounts of potent anti-tumor compounds.
With age, the bats are synthesizing chemicals that allow for them to prevent aging in a variety of systems.
Where all this work is leading, says Cooper, is that these winged marvels could become the workhorses of researchers seeking ways to keep humans ever youthful. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.